Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of July 16th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous congratulates WMT Radio on its 100th anniversary as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary this year. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tate Cummings and his wife Dottie. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. This past week at Camp Courageous has been dedicated to campers with traumatic brain injuries. It was a great week. Each of these campers had a normal life and something happened that changed that for them and their families and friends for the rest of their lives. Examples of traumatic brain injuries include falls that lead to nearly half of the traumatic brain injury related hospitalizations, use of firearms, and motor vehicle crashes and assaults are common ways a person may get a traumatic brain injury. Camp Courageous was very instrumental when the Iowa Brain Injury Association started in Iowa back in the early 80s. Our earliest meetings took place at Clark and Shirley Lane's home in Humboldt, Iowa, whose son Bill started coming to camp in the early 80s. Bill was a straight-A student who was on the intramural football team, had everything going for him, and on Sunday morning he got up in his home and got ready to go to church and he didn't really know where he was. His parents rushed him to the Humboldt Hospital and from there to Fort Dodge and from there to Iowa City, where they determined that a viral infection had gone up through his spinal cord into his brain area, which left him brain injured for the rest of his life. As a result of that, Clark and Shirley started working away on establishing the Iowa Brain Injury Association and did a wonderful job. Both Clark and Shirley have passed now, but the legacy that they have left behind is incredible. Brain Injury Association of America advances brain injury awareness, research, treatment, and education, and we feel honored here at Camp Courageous to be a part of their organization. Camp's travel campers had a wonderful time on what we call Wilderness Trackers this past week. It's an entire week in which they spend out camping out and having a good time. This next week is Carnival Week at Camp Courageous, highlighted by the campers going to the Great Jones County Fair, a big event here in Monticello each year. Receive this nice note addressed to the counselors at Camp Courageous, and Brooklyn writes, "We had the most amazing time at your camp. Thanks for making our first camp experience so special. We loved every minute of our time there. We can't wait to come back again. Thanks to each of you." And that comes from Brooklyn Dane from Waverly, Iowa. Camp Courageous is currently looking for a facilities director. As the camp has grown over the years, there's more and more things that need attention. A qualified candidate will have experience with plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and general construction skills. Must be a self-starter, troubleshooter, and sometimes the work includes evenings and weekends. There's a full job description at Camp Courageous' website under campcourageous.org, and we appreciate those who would be interested to apply. The Volkswagen bus that we're raffling off this weekend, July 16th and 17th, it'll be in Marion, Iowa. This is a 1971 VW bus. It's a 50th anniversary bus, and tickets are $100 a piece, and the bus is on display on Saturday at the Hy-Vee in Marion. That's at 3600 Business Highway 151 in Marion. And then it will be on Sunday at the location right next door at 2790 7th Avenue in Marion, and that's at the Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh. So we appreciate Hy-Vee allowing us to display the Volkswagen bus at their locations. Tickets are available now for the Pineapple Gala. The Pineapple Gala is Camp Courageous' largest one-day event. It'll be Friday, August 19th, 2022. It'll be taking place at the Doubletree Hotel in downtown Cedar Rapids. Tickets are now available. There's a huge silent auction, live auction, a luau meal, a great program as we celebrate our 50th anniversary. You can get tickets online or contact the camp at campcourageous.org. The Pineapple Committee continues to look for additional members. If you are interested in volunteering on this planning committee, our next meeting is this coming Tuesday. We meet in the community room at the Edgewood Road Hy-Vee. That's at 5050 Edgewood Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Or you can contact me here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous' largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale, and it is now open year-round, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Iowa. It's open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. This fundraiser is run 100% by volunteers. They sell new or slightly used items of all types at a very reduced price. They have clothing, coats, boots, shoes in adult and youth sizes. Other items include houseware, jewelry, purses, bedding, decorations, books, toys, videos, audio CDs, wall hangings, furniture, and much, much more. Hundreds of square feet of items sold at bargain prices. They now take cash or credit cards. And a big thank you to our volunteers, donors, and shoppers at the Manchester Garage Sale. Memorials this past week, where the families have asked memorial money to go to Camp Courageous, include Linda Jensen from Cedar Rapids and also Zona Hildebrand from Marion. Our need for the week is paper towel. Camp Courageous goes through a tremendous amount of paper towels, and we appreciate anyone that can help us with this need. We hope each of you have a wonderful week and a great week next week, and a big thank you for listening.